DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. Oh, what is that saying that we say and only we say because we're a very original show? What
you do? I don't know. It's ignorant. Although it is the Razorbacks here. Let's kick this pig.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Christmas. If you want to spend some money and buy some gifts for people and, you know, just all around kind of decorate and do stuff, then you should check out Christmas. Look for them at Christmas.com, I guess. I'm not really sure. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a very merry discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Christmas-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
You can't have Christmas.
Why?
It's a known fact. Atheists cannot have Christmas.
So we've kind of done this thing here. I know that we are an audio show. We're not a video show, so people cannot. Let me just describe this here for you, for those of you who can't see, which would of course be everyone except Adam and I. I am emulating our new website with my bright and airy look over here, and you apparently are emulating our old website with your dark and mysterious look on your camera. There, you have faced a spotlight into the lens so as to darken the background of your
no.
Your room.
I'm just trying to light myself more, but for some reason this room doesn't have enough light in it. So if I put light on my face, for some reason the camera is making the rest of the room look like totally like a cave.
Okay.
I'm recording from the Fat Cave is what it is.
I see. Excellent. We are, of course, streaming live on Pride48.com because you know why, Adam?
Because that's the place to be.
Because it's Tuesday night at 10 o'clock, and where else the hell would we be at Tuesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Time? We would be right here on Pride48.com. And like I say, a very big hello to the chat room. Let's see, this evening we have Turnip Head, who's already gone AFK. He's already gone. He's like, fuck this shit, I don't even care. He's already gone. Just shut it down. Shut it down right now. He's AFK. Fuck it. We have Brian, that blue jeans guy, sometimes called David, the blue jeans guy. You know, I've heard it both ways. We have Crone, also sometimes Cronehaven. We have Mr. Mike 1972. We have the good humor penguin. That would be Michael Fine. We have Q Sledge in the room. We have Rubius Content. I believe that's RC from Wisconsin. We have Sky in South Carolina. Oh, my God. Sky in South Carolina. That is a name I have not heard in eons. In fact, I was just thinking of Sky the other day because I was going through some old recording stuff. And I was like, oh, wow. I remember that house. And Sky came over and brought bread.
I'm going down memory lane here.
Yes.
I have to really watch it when you say Sky because I think there's a statement there that I almost accidentally said.
Right, exactly. Don't say that. And Toppy Smelly, here's here in the chat room. We also have Dante, who, oh no, that's a bot.
Dante's Inferno.
Brothers and Hades. We have DeAndre, we have Nico, and we have Roland O. There we go.
Could everyone say I when their name is called?
Yeah, right,
please.
Yeah. Now roll call has completed.
Would you say here? Present.
Yeah, so I
brought my lunch.
How are you, Adam?
I'm fine. Well, I'm really stressed today. You probably could tell that earlier. Work is stressing me out.
That's not on the list.
And I went back on a diet, which is I'm hungry. Yes. That's stressing me out. Right. All those bitches at the gym that probably have to do nothing except they can eat all they want and still look like Adonis. They're stressing me out.
You know, I've started this thing lately. I don't.
And now I'm saying out like Canadians.
I'm not sure. Did I ever talk about bingo? I forgot. Did I talk about bingo on the show?
Bingo was his name.
The night that we went and played bingo. I'm not sure if I did or not. Anyway.
NGO.
Just stop it. I've been doing this thing lately where I have been getting up an hour early. Remember, I think I mentioned this on the show that I was going to do this.
You did mention that. I don't remember.
So I did it last week before the time change, and I did it this morning. So I did it last week on Monday. No, I did it last week on, yeah, Monday morning, Wednesday morning, and Thursday morning. And that's two mornings in a row is just too hard. So this week I'm doing Tuesday, Thursday. And then that way I can do either Saturday or Sunday. Because, you know, I like to do the 3 days. 3 days is not like that super like hardcore thing, but it's something that's maintainable. You know what? I can do 3 days. You know?
I do five or six.
No, see, I couldn't do five or six.
I can't do it on Wednesdays because I've got orchestra. And by the time I get to the gym, which is like 15 minutes away from work, and get the workout done and then get home and take a shower and then there's no time.
See, I couldn't do it. I could do 5 or 6 days for like a month or so, but then I would burn out and then I would do it. So the goal here is just to have, you know, a more sustainable kind of thing. Speaking of sustainable, did you see that I'm wearing a Chipotle Farm Team shirt?
Are they sustainable or something? What?
Well, yes, they are. It's a fact. As a matter of fact. The Farm Team is the Chipotle loyalty program. So they've given me many free burritos and this lovely free t-shirt. So
that means you eat there way too much.
Here's what you know what it is. All right. So at Yale, we have name tags, right? And I made the mistake because that Chipotle is next to my old apartment. Because as I've mentioned before, my new office is 5 blocks away from the place we just moved out of. So I used to eat at that Chipotle all the time. And now, of course, that I work there for lunch, I go down there and eat all the time. Well, I made the mistake of wearing my name tag, my name badge on the outside of my jacket or something. I walked in there and there's like two or three queens that work there that have always said hi to me. And then, you know, so then now they know my name. Hey, Daniel, how are you? I'm just like, what? Oh, shit.
Hey, girl, what's going on?
They put me on the Farm Team.
I should get the Farm Team shirt for Panera.
Yeah, you should get I think their Farm Team club is actually called like the Piss Club or something like that. It's called the Stale Bread and Piss Club.
First of all, I want to say that I went back because I was going to give them a third chance to redeem themselves, as it were. And I forget they were out of something. Oh, I wanted some soup, you know, some of the piss soup.
We're sorry. We just flushed that. If you could come back in about 10 minutes, we could probably get you another batch.
They were out of the baguettes that go with the soup.
Jesus.
So they were off.
I'm sorry. Was that with a B or an F?
Baguettes.
Oh, the
with a B. But I wanted to say about Panera Bread. I think, you know, our show has far reaching, you know, we reach far and wide.
This show indeed does have we are very girthy.
And so we've affected Panera Bread. I want you to hear a clip that I found just today.
Excellent.
Panera Bread. Whoa, big loser. Why, Nicole?
All right, I still need to digest the fact that newspapers that I love are being phased out, television news that I love being phased out. Okay, let's move on to Panera Bread. Down 6%. It's at $152.99. So we're seeing it today hitting a new low of $151.90. And this is because they saw sales dropping.
I'm sorry.
I'm
missing the context
here. Stores also dropped.
Yes.
Is this like Jewy McJewerson with the news or something? It's like, oh my goodness, it was like Panera Bread. Couldn't you just schwitz?
She's saying Panera Bread the stock has hit a new low.
A new low.
And this story was from last week, but when did we record? What day did we record?
As you know, every Tuesday evening we record.
what day was that?
Tuesday.
I mean date.
Oh, it was the 26th. No.
Okay. What was the one before that? The 19th?
No, it was the 3rd. No. Today's. Where am I? It's the 29th. The 29th.
What was the one before that? The
22nd. Yes.
Okay. I believe the Panera Bread story debuted on that show on the 22nd.
Wow.
The stock was at its all-time low on the 23rd.
There you go.
This story came out on the 23rd about Panera Bread, the sales. Hitting their all-time low.
You know, not even...
It happened right after you dissed them.
You know,
you were talking about piss in the soup, and the stock plummeted the next day.
It did, yeah.
I mean, let's just, one more time, Jewy McJewerson, let's just...
Finish
this. Sales here. Dropping. The amount of traffic going into the Panera Bread stores also dropping, though the amount that people who did go spent a little more. So that's some good news. But the CEO used this phrase. They're experiencing operational friction.
Hmm. So they're experiencing operational friction. It's all your fault.
You know what?
I wanted to say.
You know what would help them with their operational friction would be some stroke 29. It's on the
maybe so. Did their stock go up after you talked about that?
I don't know. I'm not really tracking this. You know, it sounds like you're back on this kick of like trying to find a way to get rich. You know, I got to move this microphone. Hold on. You know, you were talking last week about, you know, trying to get rich, ways to make some money. And I would like to. Oh, I'm sure that you heard on It's All About Me this week and that whole segment about them giving you ideas.
Yeah, they had some really good ideas. Yeah, on it.
Didn't they? Which one of them did you like the best?
I want to say that I have their show in my queue. I do. I can even show you if you would like. And I did listen to the week before. I have a large queue.
I'm going to say this about It's All About Me. I love All About, you know, It's All About Me. By the way, we're talking about It's All About Me, which you can find, where's it at?
Can you see the queue?
It's All About Me podcast.com. Is that there? What's their web address? It's All About Me podcast.com.
That's my queue in Pocket Cast. You should see It's All About Me on there.
I do see it there, right after Film Sack. A good frog pants thing. I'm trying to find that thing that I played last week because I need this. I need this. This is, you know, I'm very prepared. I'm a very prepared person. So, of course, I have these things all queued up. And by that, I mean I don't have them queued up at all. Where is that? Oh, here it is. This is what I wanted to say. Oh, I have to wait for this to... I forgot. All right. Ricky Burton doesn't care about Squarestown. It's time to out him as the mayor and replace him with someone who cares. I'm just saying. I'm going to run for mayor of Squarestown. I got to figure that shit out because apparently, you know, you have the dictatorial things with the Ed and in the Mark. And then you have the Supreme Homo Romo Bomo Scomo dude, you know, they can... Emperor,
well, he's got like a
something.
Cape and
I know he's got like apparently like superpowers and stuff, but and then you got Ricky Burton, who's the most worthless mayor that I've ever seen in my Ricky Burton just now is weighing in on the whole like debacle that happened like 6 weeks ago. That's how attentive he is.
Are they just stealing from any meme they can possibly? So they've got the mayor, which they stole from Foursquare, and
right.
They've got
or McDonald's. You know, there was Mayor McCheese. He's been around
for a
while.
They've got circles and squares, which they sold from Hollywood Squares. And then they've got, you know, they're crowning Romo and everything. And that's kind of like the Burger King guy. He kind of looked like the Burger King guy, actually, when they were doing it. I mean, is anything original on their show?
No. And that is why I'm so happy that, you know, we here are completely original. We never steal anything from anyone.
Although, wait a minute. I love you guys because you are the ones who said Adam Burns is my favorite whatever, DI Plus or whatever. So,
you don't even remember what they said?
Adam Burns is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community. Dubious Intent Plus.
I'm just giving you shit. Look, if I don't give you shit, it means I don't like you.
Daniel Brewer is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community. Dubious Intent Plus.
I'm just saying. Which one sounds more authoritative to you? Anyway, or this one.
Oh, but so Adam is the one who's the melon fucker?
Right, exactly.
Speaking of melon fuckers.
Oh, hold on to that thought for just a second. Yes, hello. Wow, I'm like trying to get to this here, but I can't. There's nothing attached to this card. I mean, there's... The phone isn't answering.
There is something. Attached,
hello.
What?
Auntie Cruzy.
Jesus Christ.
George Quantum, engineer responsible for the greatest ever YouTube video of an exploding whale, has died. Go to YouTube, look up the exploding whale, have a laugh. Bye.
It's like the exploding phone call. Just for reference sake, this is not like a Foul Monkeys moment here. That is how the call came in. Let's listen to that again here.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruising.
It's at that point that the whale exploded.
I don't know what happens. He went through a tunnel or something. I don't know. If he had been Scotty, we would have thought there was like an unfortunate masturbation.
There's some kind of masturbatorial accident that happened there. What am I supposed to look up here? Exploding whale. The exploding whale from 7 years ago?
I don't know. Some engineer that came up with the...
This is K2 News, the spirit of the Northwest.
It had to be said, the Oregon State Highway Division not only had a whale of a problem on its hands, it had a stinking whale of a problem. What to do with one 45-foot, 8-ton whale dead on arrival on the beach near Florence?
It had been so long since a whale had washed up in Lane County, nobody could remember how to get rid of one. In selecting its battle plan, the Highway Division decided the carcass couldn't be buried because it might soon be uncovered. It couldn't be cut up and then buried because nobody wanted to cut it up. And it couldn't be burned. So dynamite it was, some 20 cases or a half ton of it. The hope was that the long-dead Pacific gray whale would be almost disintegrated by the blast, and the small pieces still around after the explosion would be taken care of by seagulls and other scavengers. Well, I'm...
This is news footage from 1970.
So let me just get this straight. Some guy...
Mm-hmm.
decided that the best way to get rid of the whale was right. to shove dynamite inside
right.
of it.
Yes. And he died.
And he died.
He died. And I'm sorry. I'm not going there. I'm not going. These have to be legitimate celebrities.
Okay. RT Cruiser, do you have a book of the most non-celebrity celebrities? Like, you know, is it some list? Is there a website somewhere where they go, can the most obscure celebrities? Anyway.
Ricky Burton thought it would be a good idea to explode the whale, covering all of Southern Squarestown in blubber.
I don't even remember what I said. Oh, yeah. So, yes. So basically, speaking of melon fuckers, yes. I was perusing today
mm-hmm.
on, and I have to look for the, I just, because I want to put something in the chat room, but I was perusing today on my, what is it?
Flipboard. Yes,
Flipboard, yeah. And so I have a Tumblr feed that comes in there, and it's all these nasty pictures. And so yes. apparently, I want to say the P because for some reason I don't pronounce the P in apparently.
Right.
But apparently, it's probably because I don't want to pop them.
Right.
Wow, how many P's can I? Anyway, so it's a new meme. It's a new thing. It's not just me. So there was a photo on my Flipboard of a kind of a new use for a melon. So I'm gonna put this in the chat room. Let me just go over here. I'm gonna have to join the chat from another computer. So give me one moment, guys.
Oh, yeah. We'll just stop the show and wait for you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. Everyone in the listening audience who's listening, who's not live, first of all, you should be live. And second of all, I mean, don't feel guilty or anything for... But anyway, there's the... And I don't know why it's JPE, ladies and gentlemen, because I really don't know, but there you go. Anyway, there is a new use for melons, but this time they've used a pumpkin.
Yes.
So, and this is rather industrious. It's kind of like that YouTube, the guy on YouTube that I was telling you about that had all these like hacks for flesh jacks.
Yes.
Well, they've got all the like three or four porn stars around this big, huge pumpkin, and they've drilled holes in the pumpkin, and then they've taken the insides of various flesh jacks and they've shoved them into the pumpkin.
I see.
I think this is my next video.
Yeah. That,
I mean, first, be, yes. You know, I wanted to do kind of a how-to show. So first I do a how-to.
Right.
How to
put the innards of a flesh jack into a pumpkin.
Right.
Right.
Right. You got to get the right size drill.
Why is the one guy crying blood? I don't understand that.
Well, it's a Halloween photo. I mean, this is recent. I think this was done this year, perhaps. And you know, now none of them are using the pumpkin. Like there's one penis there. I see one penis. Maybe the guy who's been over is using it. I'm not sure.
He could be.
I'll have to confer with him later. But anyway, so I think, and I don't know where you guys get there. You'll just have to do a Google search for pumpkin with flesh jacks in it. I don't know. I don't know where everyone else is going to get this.
It says fratmin.com. So this is apparently comes from a website.
Yeah. So anyway, so it's, you know, maybe frattmen.com heard our story.
That's what it is. And they
about me.
They jumped right on that.
They jumped on. They're like, dude, that guy is.
You know what?
So
I think you've learned your one mistake. Then, if you have another $1 million idea, keep it to yourself.
He's gotten millions of views on XTube. We're gonna stick some fleshjack butts in a pumpkin.
Right. Exactly. I have this one tiny little thing that I need to. That somebody sent me a song. Someone named Andrew sent me a song. A song is called The 12-Inch Freak. It's a comedy song. Thank you for whoever sent that. But I don't use iTunes. I don't have iTunes on any of my computers, and nor will I ever have iTunes anymore. So I do have Google Play Now, which has the free, it's the monthly, and I can get all the show. Anyway, I went and listened to the song over on Google Play. So thank you very much for sending it to me. Thank you, Andrew.
I was muted. I would have responded to that. Right. Thank you so much. Andrew, did you say?
Yes, Andrew.
The bottom of our hearts.
Well, no, he sent it to me. He didn't send it to you.
Well, then screw you, Andrew. That's what I've got to say. I do have iTunes, damn it.
All right. Well, we've got just a ton of content to get through here. And my God, I don't know how we're going to do this. I'm going to have to abbreviate some of this stuff. All right. So I wanted to say we took a trip this weekend to New York and to New Jersey. Specifically went over to New Jersey to see people that one half of a couple that I graduated high school with. And then we used to go out to the same bars when they first got together, however long that was after high school, 6 or 7 years ago, when they first got together. Yeah, we used to all go to the same bar. So, and they're from the Tampa area. Actually, one of them, grew up with me in Plant City. And anyway, they own a tavern in New Jersey. It's called Ninth and Coles. So you can go to ninthandcoles.com, I think it is. Anyways, it's a cute little tavern there in New Jersey. And I've been meaning to go there since we've moved up here. And it's just one of those things that when you look at it on paper, it looks very daunting. It's like, oh my God, I got to go and then switch to the PATH train, and then I got to go to the PATH and then get over to New Jersey, and this is going to be, it was a real easy trip because as it turns out, the PATH system, the train system in New Jersey uses the same Metro cards as in New York. So you don't have to get there. So it's really, you get off one subway system, you walk out through the exit into the second one there without even going upstairs or anything. And then you just switch over to the other trains. And it was very nice. So we went over there, we had a lovely, dinner with them and drinks and whatnot. So we're looking forward to going back over there sometime. So we did that, and then we were in town for just, kind of a getaway thing. But I did want to just mention this. We went and saw a play called A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. If it's in previews right now, it doesn't open until November 16th. So if you're going to New York for the holidays at all, please, please go and see that. It's a hilarious musical. It was it's amazingly funny. One guy in that show plays 8 different parts, and he's just, it's one of those things when a guy plays 8 parts in a show, it can either be really, really good or really, really oh God, that sucked. And this is the former, not the latter. It was very good. It was hilarious from the opening of that show until the end. It is nonstop.
Now, I'm sure I might have missed this, but did you say whether it was a musical or not?
It is. It is a musical.
Okay. Don't get any facts wrong when you're talking about the musical. I hope you took notes.
I did.
Because we will either get a call from Sater or
yes.
Joey
right.
correcting if you get anything wrong.
Hello.
Hey, hi guys.
Yes.
Bacon. Mm-hmm. Kathy.
Yes.
Bacon. Did you get that?
Got it.
Okay.
Bacon.
Died, dead or alive. My Hotmail account. I just tried to log in.
Uh-huh.
It's dead. It's gone.
It's gone.
Womp womp. All right. Well, I guess Stinky Wink 80 is now available for anyone else to use if somebody didn't already take it. Dead.
Got it. Slinky Wink 80 at Hotmail.com. Dead, apparently. Now, first of all, again, people, we are going for celebrities. Actual celebrities that have
died. Although not
people that produced an exploding whale news story or something like that, but an actual, honest to God celebrity.
I'm sure that your Hotmail account got a lot of traffic.
Also, she called this Dead or Alive, which was a segment on the old Fatty Cast, Little Fatty Cast. The show that preceded Big Fatty Online. So no, this was not Dead or Alive. You didn't even get the name of the segment wrong. So you didn't even get the name of the segment
I do want to point out that on Big Fatty, on the most recent episode of Big Fatty,
yes.
I believe Miss Bacon said that she is going on a November phone call hiatus. Now, yes. I don't know whether that's a hiatus from just Big Fatty or if it's from all podcasts, but this may be the last we hear from Kathy Bacon.
It will last a week, I swear to God.
Until December.
All right, and because I get yelled at for not doing things in the way that you think they should be done.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it,
Let's groove tonight. Fits right on top of that. I didn't even realize
that. Technology is brought to you by...
Yes, who?
Pride48.com. Go over and see our all-new look.
Yeah, just don't look at it on your phone. Because I'm not done with that. It's like, it looks like it's rendering decently on a tablet. It's rendering decently, you know, on a tablet in both landscape and portrait. And it's rendering fairly decently, you know, on the desktop. But when you get down to the narrowness of the phone, that article with the two pictures in it is not rendering. I think we're going to have to go back to just putting a single picture at the top, kind of making them more like cards. So
the links also.
I have them actually turned off right now, so you must not have been there in several days on your phone.
No, earlier today I went there and
You mean the window, the menu links up top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Were
no.
Not
yes.
Visible.
You're right.
They were like hidden.
Correct. They're yeah. And I will. I'm working. That's what I'm saying. But turn your phone sideways for the moment. Turn your phone in landscape.
Oh, right. Look, I can see 3 out of 4.
There you go.
Of them.
And
anyway.
Those links don't do you any good on the phone anyway. All right. So
I want to say one thing.
Yes.
Before we get into technology.
We're already in technology.
Well, before we get into the technology bit. The fitness challenge, there's a Pride 48 fitness challenge. I just saw this when I was.
But can't this wait till another segment?
Yeah, I guess it could. The fitness segment. Go ahead.
I will do a fit. We can do a fitness segment.
Okay.
Jesus.
I believe we got a phone call.
We do, but there's something more important than that.
Oh, did you add something?
I did.
Sorry.
I put something on there because this is actually important. So all kidding aside. Because this is a trend, it's not a trend yet, but it is going to be a trend. And I wanted to get this out there because people that I listen to, that I respect for technology, and people that I, you know, are in the security arena are very concerned about this trend. And, so I wanted to make sure that, you know, our listeners who look to us for technological advice, are set here. So what's happening is that there's actually a new breed of virus out there. And it's not like this is like new, you know, this is stuff that could have been done for a while. It's just nobody's ever really successfully done it until now. And what it is it's a what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, it's a virus.
No, but what am I? A bunch of things have conspired. A bunch of technologies have become of age.
Coalesced.
Yes. They've all come of age at the same time and conspired to make this particular moment in time possible. And what that is number one, anonymous payments. So like money packs or bitcoins, which is completely anonymous payments, right? And number two is, you know, just...
converged.
Right, okay. But number two is, you know, really strong cryptography that's readily available to everyone and you know, people's high-speed computers. So what is happening right now is that people's computers are getting held hostage by these viruses. And what it does is very clever. It basically goes in and it encrypts your documents folder. Or if you're on a Mac, it encrypts your home folder. It encrypts your personal things on your computer. It also reaches out to the network and encrypts it. It uses a you know, very high grade asymmetric cipher. So it's encrypting them with, you know, like 120, well, like a 1024 bit key that it knows, and they hold that key, and there is no way to unbreak this. This is not one of those things that you can reverse engineer. There is no way to get rid, you know, to get your stuff back other than to pay what they want. They then follow it up with a note on your computer or in your email that you're going to get. It's like, hey, you know what? If you want to get your files back, you've got 72 hours to pay us X. Right now it's $300 on average, but it could be more. And you can pay us in any one of these anonymous ways. So there's no way for law enforcement to track them back to see where these payments are going. So they're definitely making money on this deal. Worse than that, they're using some online sites to store these keys that they really do throw away after 72 hours. After 72 hours, you're fucked. Your data is gone. And what's happening is that law enforcement is shutting down some of these servers, inadvertently deleting people's keys, like just, you know, having them lost forever. So it is a huge problem. Well, all right. Let me dial it back a little bit. It is a growing problem that has the potential to become a huge problem because of all these things happening. But there is a very simple way to get around this or to protect yourself from this. And I just want to make sure that everyone out there does that. So what I need you to do, if you care about this kind of thing, is I need you to make sure that you back up your machine on a regular basis and not using the same media every time to back it up.
And not on the same machine.
And not on the same machine because you want to use an external drive. But more importantly than that, you want to make sure that it is an incremental backup, something that does versioning. That's the keywords that you're looking for, is something that does versioning. In other words, if I backed up a file and then I backed it up the next week and I backed it up the next week, I have the ability to go back in time and say, I want that file as it existed before. And that's the real trick to it, is that you go back before it gets encrypted and then you get your data back. So make sure that it is an external drive on your machine, like some kind of a USB drive that you have on there, and that you normally keep disconnected, or use an online backup service like Carbonite or Mozy or one of those that's they're usually what, like $5 or $6 a month. It's unlimited,
something like that. Yeah,
it's unlimited for your machine, so it will back up everything on your machine. It streams it up to the cloud, so it is available up in the cloud, and you can get versioning back from that. One of the things I do with all of my code and everything, because I have such a large SkyDrive account, is I just, all my code goes into the SkyDrive account, so whatever machine I'm on, I can get to it that way and versioning back. What?
It's never nice to brag about how
you
big
know what,
SkyDrive.
Adam, this is serious. I knew this was going to happen. I'm being serious. This is one of those things. Is like, this viruses started off as being these annoying little things, right? And then they ballooned into a real problem. And then, you know, once people got tired of deleting everyone's computers and whatnot like that, they figured out, oh, you know what? If we turn your computer into some kind of spam bot, then we can actually make money. And that's why viruses have continued to get worse and worse and worse as far as like infecting things, is because they're making money on this. This particular way that they're doing this right now is increasing the amount of money that they're making 100-fold. So there is no possible way that this is going away. This is a real problem that is going to get really bad. So make sure that you back your stuff up. You don't need to back up your programs. You don't need to back up things that you can reinstall on your machine. This is your data that you want to back up. If you do a podcast, back up your audio files. If you do, you know, if you make documents or you write code or you do any kind of creating stuff, make sure that you have those things backed up in a way that are versioned. The chat room is asking now, how is the virus transmitted? It's transmitted in the standard way that any kind of virus can. Any weakness, you know, in other words, any point of vulnerability, it's a program that's going to get on your computer. So it comes in through email attachments. It comes in through network worms. It comes in through any of the normal ways that a virus would get onto your system.
The main way that I've heard is, or the most common one right now, is like an email from someone who you think is your bank or something.
Right.
And then it says, here's some facts, blah, blah, blah. And it's a zip file. And you click on it and it's got a PDF. And then you click on the PDF and boom.
Yep. Or go here to let you know you're having a problem, you need to log into your account and solve it. Or yeah, just basic phishing attacks at this point.
And probably antivirus software will not stop this, because generally it's something that you've done that the antivirus software thinks that you wanted to do. So
I mean,
like,
there are things that the antivirus will catch, but you gotta remember, those antivirus programs catch things after they've been out there. So
right.
Here's the real dirty secret about all that stuff, right? A virus is just a computer program, right? I can sit down right now and I can write a program that will, you know, print, you know, hello world on the screen or whatever, right? That is a program. And all that, so let's pretend that hello world thing is a virus, right? All I need is a way to get that onto your computer and for it to execute. And there's a million different vulnerabilities out there that can get things onto your computer. And, you know, you need to make sure you have the latest version of software. You make sure you have all your security updates. Those keep you from getting infected. But honestly, you don't have to pay a monthly fee to go out and buy an external USB drive, like a couple of terabyte USB drive that you could go out and buy for $100, and there you're set. That's all you have to do.
And they say you don't want it to be connected to your network, because if you get it, this particular virus can find other drives on your network. So whatever drive you back up to, you want to keep it disconnected from your network most of the time.
Right. You just want to plug it into backup and then do it. So basically,
so not a network attached storage.
Right. No. So you basically set an alarm on your iPhone or your Android phone for every Saturday at 2:00 to back up your machine. And you plug in the USB thing, you run the backup, and you're done, right? You walk away.
You could do it while we're live. You could listen to us live.
That's right. You could listen to us from and back up at the same time. Anyway, I just wanted to get that out there because it is something that, you know, all kidding aside, that is something that is going to get worse and worse. And I just wanted to make sure we're out there. Okay, now you can make jokes because now we have a phone call. So let's go to that.
Hi, guys. This is Marcus here from Tucson. One thing I really wanted to ask you both, my friend Sean and I have decided to start our own podcast, but we have no, you know, official recording equipment whatsoever. So I was wondering, what can I do to get podcasting equipment, or if I can turn the stuff that I have, which is a desktop, a laptop, and a tablet at my disposal? Like, is there any way to use that as, like, starting off equipment or something? Anyway,
I'll let you go.
Thank you for your help. Bye.
Right.
Don't do it. Don't get into podcasting. Stop now.
You're screwed.
Stop now before you ever... Well, here's the short answer. We always say Audacity.
Yes.
So you have a computer. Audacity's free. Download Audacity. That's what you record. You will need a mic.
But he has a laptop, and laptops have built-in microphones.
Possibly, if you want to have sucky audio. Actually, anything to start out. Anything. You can do it. So you could do it multiple. Now, the thing I don't know, are they in the same place?
Yes.
So, okay, that's fine then. You could sit around your laptop, you know, with you know, a candle and, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something old-fashioned. You can do it a mic and Audacity is all you need.
Correct.
It won't sound as nice as our lovely podcast does.
Well, you know.
But you can work up to that.
Right.
But anyway, seriously, though, another thing I would suggest is to look for, if you want the audio quality to be a little bit better, there are USB microphones out there. So if you have USB, you don't have to get a mixer. You can just get a USB microphone. I know Fatty has the snowball thing.
Right.
And I think it even has an option where it can turn on both sides of the snowball. So if you're sitting on either side of a table and you set the snowball in the middle, it captures both of you equally well.
Yep. And aside from that, all right, so I'm seeing in the chat room that someone is suggesting they get a USB headset. That won't work for them because there's two of them.
Right.
So, and that's the drawback of USB, right? So USB is great because it's a pure digital interface, right? So getting a cheap USB microphone, you know, and by cheap, I mean, like, you know, they run anywhere from like $50 to $100 for these USB microphones. And you can certainly ask in the Pride 48, any of the Fired 48 groups, because there's plenty of people that use them, and they would be happy to give you suggestions on which ones to go with, or ask Big Fatty, because Big Fatty. And there's certain ones that you don't want to get, basically, because
there
people have ads.
You don't want to ask about audio quality.
Yeah, don't ask. Don't.
But we won't list those.
We
here.
Will not mention that. Wait, should we? Maybe we should.
No. Ask any of the Pride 48 podcast. Can help
any
you.
Of the Pride 48 podcast.
Not Live It Up. Not but live other up. Than
right,
that.
Right. Any of them except Live It Up. And so you should probably, and what's the other one? Cocktails and Cockatoos or something? You should probably don't ask them.
Maybe not.
And Foul Monkey. You don't ask Foul Monkeys. They won't know either. Anyway, so you know, you can use the laptop. You know, you said you had a tablet. Tablets also, you can download an app that does recording. The trick there is you want to make sure that whatever app you download on your tablet to do recording or your phone, that you can get the audio off. Because a lot of them they store the audio in a really highly compressed proprietary format that will only play back on the phone, not something that you can then transfer to your computer and do the work on. So I think that you should...
I also give private lessons that involve melons.
That's right.
On weekends.
Right. And here, I just wanted to point this out. You know, first of all, welcome to, you know, to the Pride 48 family. This is, by the way, Marcus from the Go Big or Go Home podcast. They've already put out a single, you know, an episode. But
is it Marcus and Skeletor?
It's Marcus and Sean, yes. But here's your big problem, Marcus. Let's go back to the beginning of your phone call.
Hi, guys. This is Marcus here from Tucson.
All right. So you never, ever say that again. You're supposed to say, hi, this is Marcus from Go Big or Go Home. You got to make sure that you say your thing in there. And then when you're saying that you and your friend are doing a podcast, use the podcast name. You're just going to have to go out there and say things, because then that leads to other people saying things like...
Adam Burns is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community. Dubious Intent Plus.
Daniel Brewer is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community. Dubious Intent Plus.
Oh, but so Adam is the one who's the melon fucker?
Or just...
Sorry, what?
Wow, that was just a cavalcade of sound clips there.
Big Fatty, will there be cake? So yeah, just right. Let's just get them all in there. Yes. No.
Or you could do like Ramble Redhead and just call every show known to man and then include RambleRedhead.com.
At the end of your voice, you have to start, you start those off by going, I'm really, really behind listening to your show and catching up and everything. And then make some comment about a show that they did at least 6 months ago.
Or you can do, you know, publicity stunts like me.
Right.
And go fuck some inanimate object.
Right.
On X2.
Right, exactly. Oh, let's see what we got here. Hello.
2 million views.
Hello, Dubious Intent. This is Ed. It's all about me. Comedian Phyllis Diller is dead.
Really?
Today on Monday.
Really?
November, whatever it is. Phyllis Diller is dead at 95.
95.
Wow, Phyllis.
Let's wait. Now, you know, Ed, thank you for the call. Can we go over the pieces that he got right?
So the Phyllis Diller is dead.
Phyllis Diller is indeed dead, and she was indeed 95 when she died.
He did call the correct phone
you
number.
You did indeed
the
call
phone.
The celebrity death phone.
I believe he might have called us Adam and Daniel. I'm not sure.
I think Phyllis Diller died like in 1972 at 95. It was quite a while ago. Did you put the thing
August
in here?
August 20th, 2012.
August 20th.
2012. So like a year and 2 months ago.
Right.
Now, in fact, I believe we had a celebrity. We had loads of calls last year.
We did.
If I had been keeping a spreadsheet at that time, I could go back, but I wasn't. But
Wait. Hold on here just a second. Let me get to this one. Yes. Hello.
Okay. I get the correct number. Hi.
Hi.
This is Ed Chen.
Hi, Ed.
Is this Daniel Bieber and Adam?
Yes.
What's his name? No, just kidding. Sorry. This is Ed Chen, long-time listener, first-time caller, calling into the death phone.
Mm-hmm.
Phyllis dead. I don't know how to break it to you, but she's dead. Yeah, she's dead. Okay.
Really?
I hope I got...
Wow.
First place for my first call ever, but if I don't, no hard feelings, it's okay. I'll just hate you guys for the rest of my life.
He's trying to make us feel guilty.
Anyway, yeah, that's about it. Okay, see ya. Bye.
Right. Yes. Ed, I'm glad you said no hard feelings.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Phyllis Diller, again. Phyllis Diller died very, very long time ago. Not sure what that. Well, you know, it's probably just a fluke that two people called in it couldn't have possibly.
Wow, is the phone ringing again?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, lovey.
Yes.
I just wanted to be. Let me do it. All right. I'm very sad to report that Phyllis Diller has been reunited with Fang. Thank you for calling. I'll pick any end of the cake.
Oh, big fatty.
Really?
Phyllis
Fatty
Diller.
Of all people.
I mean, I think Fatty like went to school with her or something, didn't he? He should have known that. Oh, well. But thanks, guys. We do appreciate the phone calls. Very quick on the draw there. No, wait. What's this? Hold on a second. Yes, hello?
Hi, guys. It's Baron Frosty from some podcast you never heard of. I wanted to let you know that Phyllis Diller kicked the bucket. Bye.
Who was that?
It's Baron Frosty from Next Blime. Why does he... I'm the one that
What's
always
that?
Corrects people about the... I correct people about the name, and because Waylon had your name wrong. It's nextblime.wordpress.com.
Now, I'm going to say right now, I will give any of those people a chance to call in and redeem themselves and tell us that they got it wrong.
Really? So yeah. you think that they would just call in to just to do
right
that?
Right now.
Hello?
Hi, guys. This is Ed once again from It's All About Me.
Yes.
You know, I called and I said that Phyllis Diller died.
Yes.
She died last year.
Yes, she did. Yes.
I am going to say that I hate Facebook because Facebook's the one that showed the link that she died. And I thought, well, instead of doing investigative reporting, I would call you instead. She's not dead. She's been dead. She's dust as we speak. And I will put this blame solely on Mark, who probably told me I had to call you anyway. So she's not dead. Someone will die. So I'm just calling early to say someone is going to die.
Right.
Famous person.
Someone famous is going to die. Oh, dear God. I hope
Daniel
it...
Brewer? No.
Okay, good.
So just to...
Wait, hold on.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Good.
Yes. Bye. So just to clear this up for everyone, if you just read on Facebook that Phyllis Diller has died... You're perfectly right to be sad about it. You're also a little late.
Yeah, a little bit late. Yeah.
Diller died August of 2012. Facebook was just a bit slow getting the news. The Facebook link that's making the rounds points to a story from station WFMZ in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Well, we're living here in Allentown.
Nobody knows why or why now. Even WFMZ seems a little confused about the whole thing. They've added a note saying, if you have reached this page from a Facebook recommend, please be aware that this story is from 2012. So, anyway, Facebook is investigating. Somebody's investigating, and it says, good luck with your investigation.
The news.
All right, so a Kingsport woman's food cravings allegedly ran amok Wednesday morning as her boyfriend's refusal to visit McDonald's
for chicken McNugget.
Oh, I should have. I really need to pull that clip.
They've taken it down. It's been deleted.
In our show, though.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, a boyfriend's refusal to visit McDonald's spurred her to run him over with a pickup truck. Striking him 3 times.
Cletus, if you don't take me down there right now, I swear to God I'm going to chase you down this truck.
So Crystal Greer Brooks, 33, of 156 Glenburn Street.
Wait, what's her name?
Crystal Greer Brooks.
Sounds like a drag queen. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Crystal Greer.
She was arrested. They give her address, too, 156 Glenburn
Street. In case anyone wants to go and listen to her. You know, and pay her a visit.
Anyway, officers were called to the 400 block shortly after midnight. A Kingsport Police Department incident report says Brooks' boyfriend was located at the scene with abrasions to his arms and back, while his clothing, quote, appeared torn, consistent with being dragged on the pavement.
Really? That's a mighty fine police work you did there, boys. Oh, they like went and asked her, I don't know. She was pissed and she just drove over him like 3 or 4 times. Well, his clothes aren't ripped, consistent with being drugged behind a pickup truck.
Right. Now, interestingly enough, they had all been drinking.
Oh, I never would have guessed that in a million years.
They went out to eat, but Brooks allegedly became angry at their choice of restaurant, which is not identified in the police report, and demanded that her boyfriend pull his pickup truck to the side of the road. As he exited and walked to the front of the vehicle, she slid behind the wheel.
She slid behind the wheel, and?
Brooks denied hitting the man with the truck, claiming that he had, quote, jumped onto the hood.
Ricky Burton lets people drive over each other with trucks in Squarestown. He's not the mayor for you. Sorry.
All right. So I gotta
follow
that
up with the happy music, because, you know, the happy music at the end of the ads is what does, you know, the, Squarestown needs a new direction. Vote for Daniel Brewer for the next mayor.
This ad paid for by Daniel Brewer. Blah, 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 blah.
So there's no way to put this delicately.
Okay.
There is a church in Dixon that looks like a penis.
Okay.
This is in Chicago. So the church is not in Chicago. This was a Chicago story.
Okay.
About 20 years ago, one would have to be either inside a spy satellite or airplane or helicopter to see it, maybe a balloon. Now, just enter Christian Science Society, 324 West 1st Street, Dixon, Illinois, in Google.
Mighty penis, we worship thee in all of thy erect glory.
Boom.
Don't even know. Yes.
There it is in all its phallic glory.
Yes.
The church's designers.
No, what do you mean? So it can only be seen as a penis if you're looking from on top then. So it's not.
Right.
It's not a vertical.
From on high,
it's not a vertical
so
penis.
Speak.
So it's a penis for God, basically.
You God. Yes, because God can see it. I can post the link to the story because you can do a Google search, but it gets kind of convoluted because you have to.
Now, is the head of it facing towards anything significant? Like,
you can click on the story.
But is the head of the church, which would be the head of the penis, is it like facing like towards a children's playground or something like that? It appears to be pointing towards an intersection.
It's just an intersection.
Yeah.
It says the church's designers didn't intend to build a giant penis. Yeah. They weren't compensating for anything.
They've pasted it in the chat room there. You can see it. They didn't mean
for it to look like a penis.
It just did. It curves a little bit.
Right. So they did design the house of worship so that an oak tree on the property would be spared. Curving the building around the tree gave it its distinctive shape.
You know, it's God works in mysterious ways.
So on its Facebook page, the Christian Science Society took the exposure with a sense of humor, superimposing a fig leaf over the satellite image seen in Google Maps.
Oh, Christians, they're so funny.
Anyway, that's the news.
3, 2, 1.
What are you doing?
Contact is the secret. What?
Are we doing contact now in place of birthdays? It's fine. Are you just switching things?
The birthday thing always says the same thing, and so I never think that we have the thing, because now suddenly I'm like channeling, what's his name? Bill Cosby. Oh, with the thing. Where's the thing? Jell-O pudding pops. And now I got to find this and got to look for the thing. And I got to find the... Find the thing with the Scooby-Doo. All right, here we go. Excellent. It's the DI Plus birthday segment.
All right. So here we go.
Cut that off.
I bet you $1 million you won't know this one.
$1 million.
I don't have a million, but.
Well, then why did you bet it to me?
The day we used to rock the show. I laced the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough. Notorious, they got to know that. Life ain't.
This is The Police.
It's who?
The Police.
No.
That is very definite. Every Breath You Take by The Police. You may. Every sign you bring, every something, 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 I be watching you.
Well, possibly.
Oh, can't you see? So what is it? Who is it? See? See, it's The Police.
Well, it must be a cover with the rap added in. But who did the rap?
Sting.
No.
I have no idea.
Chat room? Anybody want to take a guess of who?
Mr. Mike says Notorious.
It is not Notorious. So this is Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy.
Yeah, so... although now he goes by Sean Diddy Combs.
He used to go by Puff the Magic Daddy. Then he went by Sean Diddy Combs.
So Sean Diddy Combs is 44 years old.
44 years young.
Yeah, so I'm gonna pull up this one here, and there are two clips that I'm gonna play.
Okay, so if I don't get it on the first one, we're going for the
second.
You know,
why does Google always come up and say, new choices for your YouTube name? I don't want to use my quit. Dang it, YouTube.
Wow.
Here we go.
This is the theme to Cagney and Lacey.
Okay, yes. This is the theme to Cagney and Lacey.
So it is either Tyne Daly or Sharon Gless.
Keep that in the back of your mind.
Yes.
Now listen to this one.
This is the theme to MASH. It's actually called Suicide is Painless, but this is the vocal version of that, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So, there's a bit of trivia related to Cagney and Lacey that you would need to know.
That they committed suicide? Oh, one of their kids committed suicide.
No.
Oh.
So... Cagney. There was a person who was briefly Cagney.
Loretta Swit?
Yes.
Okay.
So is that your guess?
Yes, I will go with Loretta Swit.
So yes, Loretta Swit. In the pilot episode of Cagney and Lacey, she played Cagney.
Wow.
Yes, and she was, I think she couldn't do it, so they replaced her with some other actress.
It could just be that she was a really bad actress.
And then they canceled after like two episodes with the other actress. Sharon Glass was the third actress to play Cagney.
Right, and in the pilot episode, anyway, they cut up in the fourth season to make two mini episodes out of when Loretta stood trial in the alternate universe with Lacey.
Right. Anyway, apparently they asked Sharon Glass from the very beginning, but she kept turning them down, and they went through two other actresses
before. Oh, now you're coming back. Oh, sorry, please, go ahead.
Anyway, so Loretta Swit is 76 years old.
76 years young. She is exactly one Morgan Freeman.
Do you even know how old he is?
He's 76, 86. I don't remember.
Okay, we have to fill 28 seconds.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now. Morgan Freeman is 76 years old. He was born June 1st, 1937.
You know, if you get an advertisement in YouTube and then you refresh the page, sometimes you won't get an advertisement.
I was unaware of that.
I'm really having internet issues. Ads are buffering. It's really bad when ads buffer. It's almost done. Sorry, guys.
If you just don't talk, then this gets cut out. Wow. Really? Still?
I'm having.
Can't you just sing it?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Fuck it. Literally, nothing is. Let me just try one more time.
Hold on. Hum it. Hum a few bars.
I don't know the song, but I thought you would know it. I can't even hum it because I don't know the song. But apparently, like, my internet is fucked.
Yeah.
It says an error is occurred. Okay, I'll give you the name of the song. The name of the song is Goody Two Shoes.
That's Adam Ant.
Okay, so everyone, just imagine Goody Two Shoes, because my fucking YouTube won't play.
Why do you do that? Why do you go to YouTube? That's the thing that throws me every time. Why not use like Google Play or Amazon or any of those places where you would have the music like there and ready
to
go?
Well, because I don't know the names of their songs. I just put in their name and then.
But
stuff
once
comes
you
up.
Find the things that are so. Right?
Mine just says an error occurred. Please try again later.
There you go. Goody Two Shoes. All right. There you go. Fine.
Adam Ant.
Yes, Adam
Who
Ant.
Apparently was once voted America or somebody's... No, not America because he's British. Somebody's sexiest man alive is 59 years old.
59 years young.
And he is
no longer
anyone's sexiest man
alive. Because he's dead.
Although, you know, he does look similar to a more haggard, like, if you look at pictures of him now,
like,
well, not
like,
now.
Like Merle Haggard?
No. If you look at pictures of him with longer hair, not like the most recent.
Oh, dear Christ.
Ago,
okay. We get it. He's old. You don't like old people.
Looks like a haggard, what's his name? Who Pirates of the Caribbean. Like
Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Do we have
there
more,
are
do
pictures
we, do
of
we
him
have
where
more
they look
birthdays?
Similar. That's it.
Oh, so we're done with the birthdays. Excellent.
We are. All
right. You know the Earth is going to crash into the sun, but that's no reason why we shouldn't have a little fun. So if you think it's scary, if it's more than you can take, just blow out the candles and have a piece of cake. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Wow. 3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret.
Excellent. No fire alarm this evening. Contact.
I think you should just add one in. You
should just add one in because you forgot to take it out the last time, like that whole segment. So now everyone knows my
business.
Well,
what was I really going to do?
You don't even care anymore. There was a day, Adam, when you cared. And that day.
I did. You made the mistake of convincing me not to edit.
That day is gone.
And it sunk in.
Let's take this phone call, shall we? This comes in from a listener who was a first-time caller during the celebrity death phone, but now is a second-time caller because he called our voicemail line. Hello?
Hi, Adam Burns. Hi, Danover. This is Ed Chan. I'm calling in again, actually,
hi.
Just to say hi and just to repeat that long-time listener, first-time caller.
No, okay, second-time
second caller. Second-time
caller.
Yes, yes. super to visit you guys in Vegas.
Sweet.
Hopefully that'll change for next year. Otherwise,
things are going great.
Love you guys.
I missed that. So he didn't make it to Vegas. I thought he said he was going
to
Vegas.
He did not make it to Vegas.
I thought he said he was hoping. I know, but I thought he started with the, I'm hoping to make it. I think I just said, oh, great, like cheered for him for not being there. So I feel bad now. Wait, hold on.
So from the first episode, I can't believe I caught up you guys from the first ever episode of DI Plus.
Oh, that was horrible.
But no back history on DI and on Adam and Maddie show. So
no.
I'm basing it all on DI Plus, and I really love you guys. All right? Take care.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Yay.
And yeah, I don't know how to end this call. What was it again? Oh, that's right. A sigh. A big one.
Excellent. See, he dismounted correctly.
Yeah. You know, he just apparently caught up with all of our shows starting at the very beginning one.
Yes.
Maybe he could have done that thing that I did.
I was just thinking that. He could have gone and written it down.
You should have composed the list of all the celebrity death phone calls.
It's too late now. It's already done.
But thank you for calling, and we are so glad.
You are just...
Man, that must have been a slog.
A slog?
Is that a word? Getting through all of those past episodes.
Sure,
past
episodes. You could call it a slog, I guess. I mean, is that...
He had to slog through all those episodes.
He had to slog through them all.
Yes. Thank you for calling.
No, I had a thing. Hold on. I'm trying to find this thing. No, I don't want to play that. I got on this nostalgia kick. Listen to this. Hello and welcome to Dubious Intent. My name is Daniel Brewer. I'm glad you could join me today. My God, there's a lot of bass in that music. See, I had it turned. Never mind. Okay. I'm not going to edit. I swear to God, I'm not going to edit. Joining me from the west coast of Florida, it is the man, the myth, the legend. It is Alden.
Who is wearing pants?
Who is wearing pants and not crunching ice? Joining me. That was from 2008. That was September of 2008.
You just perpetuate. Is it perpetuate?
Perpetuate? I don't know.
You just, this whole thing of it being your show, and every time you remind people that you had a show prior, then it solidifies that in their brain. Oh, it's Dan's show. And who's that person that's on there with him? Oh, yeah, it used to be Alden. He was much cuter and sexier and better. Oh, now it's Adam.
See, but it used to start out this way.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
As I read it off the...
teleprompter?
No, God. She can't afford a teleprompter. It's like written out on white paper and held up by some stripper boy.
Dan Brewer hates transgendered people.
See? We used to do like a whole previously.
Such production quality. So much production. Whatever happened.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
Let's dish on Damien and his new boyfriend instead.
Okay. Well, then let's talk about Damien and his non-too-popular boyfriend, at least judging Jeff. By the feedback that I've gotten from the first show.
Now, I'll say, we know Damien. We've never met Jeff. We don't approve of Jeff. He kills animals.
That person sounds very gay.
That's my best friend, John.
Okay. John sounds very gay.
Oh, see, this I didn't even do a previous intent there. I did like this weird. It was crazy. It was anyway.
Like,
I'm sorry. I went down
like
memory lane.
It's like one of those morning zoo shows where you know they have to have the stereotypical type. So you're like the voice and everything, right? And you, you know, and everything. And then you got to have the gay one, you know, with the flamboyant.
You
got to
have the Fez
Watley.
Is that what you're saying? You got to have the Fez Watley. Let's get to our last phone call here, really quick. This is this comes in from Australia. We probably won't be able to understand it because he speaks Australian.
Wait.
Yeah, hey guys, it's RT Cruiser here, just ringing. Just wondering who this Marcia Wallace is that died. No, Marcia Wallace died, but I don't know Marcia Wallace.
You don't know Marcia Wallace.
Okay, bye.
All right. Marcia Wallace, I'm going to assume that this is a real question. Marcia Wallace was a redheaded actress who played the part of the receptionist in the Bob Newhart show a long time ago, but most, I guess, from an audio standpoint, you would probably know her as the voice of Miss Krabappel, Bart's teacher in on The Simpsons. And she had a very boisterous laugh. She was like, ha! You know, she was like, and she was always drunk. No, that was Nelson that had the ha-ha, but she would just like let out with a... Anyway, so there you go. That was Marcia Wilde. She was an actress for many, many years, and then later was a voice actress. And we all know about voice actors.
Daniel Brewer is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community, Dubious Intent Plus.
Right, exactly.
So I think he was just alluding to the fact that we say Marcia.
Right.
And apparently they must say Marcia or something over there in Australia.
Oh, so it wasn't even a real joke.
Marcia.
Marcia.
Marcia?
Marcia. All right, that was our contact for the week. Thank you, everyone. So I wanted to, before you do the thing, because I know you're going to do the thing.
I'm not doing the thing.
Why?
We'll go all night.
We'll go all night, baby. That's what I say. We're going to go all night long. So today that we're...
Did you do the thing?
Yes.
Jeez.
Today...
I know.
So today is, that we are recording is November 5th, 2013. And so in a moment of seriousness, I wanted to say it was a year ago today that my dad passed away. And so the entire family, was all out this evening at Carrabba's with mom. And so I did a little video call into them to say hi to them. And as they passed around the little, my nephew's phone, you know, the Android phone with me on the video chat, every single one of them was like, "Why, I can't hear you. What? I can't." And so I had to call back on regular phone because they couldn't figure out how to hear me on the video chat. So. Way to go, family. So there you go. That was, I just want to say, he is missed.
Well,
I'm doing the editing.
I don't know what to say to that.
I'm doing the editing this show, aren't I?
You are.
All right. So after this show, stick around after the closing refrains of this show, and I will take one of the stories that my dad told, and I will pop it on the end, because I have a bunch of recordings of some of the stories that he told. So I will include a story from my father after the ending song. So
not the people in the live chat room.
No. I'll have to edit it down. But
you'll have
to
download the content.
Right. It's a trick to get them to download our show.
It's extra content, people.
Right. It's extra content, something that's in there. You know, Sky is in the chat room. Sky was one of our original listeners back when DI was not DI Plus, when it was just DI. You know, back when we were a lot better and we had the cuter co-host, Alden.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really. He came over, he came by for one of the shows. He was actually on two of the shows, I think, but he came by one of the shows and brought some homemade bread.
Huh. I think I remember that episode. He was the one that didn't talk into the microphone.
Right. But it's all right because he was there and, you know, I've touched the sky. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. I didn't touch him inappropriately, by the way.
I thought we would make it to episode 100, unlike my last show.
Yes.
But you've offended me officially now.
Oh.
I'm starting the Melon Cast, ladies and gentlemen.
The Melon Cast.
You can follow me on meloncast.com.
Is that even available?
I don't know.
Yeah, you should get it right now because it's going to go. I'll say meloncast.com because someone else is going to do it and make $1 million. So if you don't go and buy that domain right now, someone's going to steal it from you.
It cannot be found.
All right. Well, then you should be able to buy it then. All right. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
You know, maybe someone who could come up with a rhyme.
Oh, I know.
Who?
Is it an old man?
It's an old man.
I knew it.
Hello.
Hello, Dad.
Well, hi there, son.
I am here, of course, with my co-host, Gene.
Hello.
Hi, Gene.
Yeah. Yeah. It wouldn't be complete without that, would it?
Absolutely.
Well, Dad...
Since we're going to be talking about medical things.
That's right. Well, you know, Dad, it is the second Saturday, you know, a fortnight from the last time we talked to you.
A fortnight.
That can only mean one thing. It is time to ask an old man question.
Oh, I see.
That's right. So,
well, what's the difference between a fortnight and a fitnight?
Well, a fortnight is every 2 weeks, and a fitnight would be going to the gym.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wondered. I didn't know the difference.
Now you do. See, I've shared some knowledge.
Here, and knowing is half the battle.
Knowing is half the battle.
Here, let me write that down.
You could probably find a G.I. Joe PSA on that, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, Dad remembers I used to have the little G.I. Joe dolls with the Kung Fu Grip. No, you don't remember then.
Yeah, I remember.
The Alzheimer's is setting in. I guess he doesn't remember that I had the little G.I. Joe dolls.
Well, you step on them all the time around here. Yeah, how could I forget G.I. Joe?
The worst thing is I used to have those Tonka trucks, the really big ones that were made out of metal.
And you can slide down on those things.
And because I was the youngest of four and they stopped making the metal trucks, Mom decided that they would one day be worth money and took them away from me and put them in the attic where they have rested for 30 years and no one has ever played with them.
Are you ready for them now?
I would like them, yes. I would like to...
You want me to send them to you?
Yeah, if you could. Just send me the Tonka trucks.
Oh.
I'll put my druid in them. Okay, Dad.
Well, wait a minute.
Yes?
How can I pack them up?
In a box?
Yeah, because they're not fragile.
No, they're not. They're made out of metal.
Anything you ship, you got to put fragile on it.
Right. But they're not fragile. They're metal.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. But that
Are you trying to avoid us asking you the question this week, Dad?
What's the question?
All right, the question, Dad, this is a geography question.
Geography?
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess I should only feel fair to warn you that, all right, the game that we play takes place in a world called Azeroth.
What now?
Azeroth.
Spell it.
Azeroth. Azeroth.
Azeroth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this world has two continents.
Oh.
Okay, so it has the continent of Kalimdor and the continent of the Northern Kingdoms. Or no, Eastern Kingdoms.
By Northern, he means Eastern.
And actually, I'm sorry, there's three continents because the third continent is Northrend. But this question that we have for you today only pertains to travel between the two main continents, which would be the Eastern Kingdoms and Kalimdor.
Kalimdor,
yes. Okay. So
I just got a new calendar the other day. Actually, it's a 2011. It came early.
It came early.
And so how can I? Okay.
All right. So this is a geography question. This comes from Q's from the Steamweedle Cartel server. Can't talk. I can't talk, not Q's. I guess he or she heard last time that the question was too long, so it's a nice, short question for you.
Oh, okay.
As you are aware, they have changed the shipping lanes between Darkshore and Minithil Harbor so that you can no longer get there by ship.
Mm.
What is the best way for a young night elf to get from Darkshore to Minithil Harbor?
A young what?
Night elf.
Night elf?
Yes.
Night elf?
Yes.
It's a type of elf, but don't be confused. They can travel during the day.
Yeah, they can travel during the day.
What is this, one of Santa's helpers?
No, these are elves. You know, they're like...
That's what he uses, elves.
But they're not Santa's elves. They're...
More like Lord of the Rings elves.
Yeah.
Oh, what's Lord of the Rings?
It was a story written by J.R.R. Tolkien, but that's not important.
Oh, Tolkien, yeah, I remember.
Elves, if you had to describe, elves are slightly...
We used to have Tolkien's during World War II. They charged you tax, and they had tokens that were worth a tenth of a cent.
And was there a word for tenth of a cent, or did you have to say tenth of a cent?
No, that's what I said. They had written on them.
One tenth of a cent. Well, no,
it had a hole in the middle of them.
Yes.
And this was a tax. This was a war tax.
Yes.
If you spent a dime, you had to have a one-tenth of a cent token to go with it.
Now, did they have holes in them so that you could put them on your dog chain or your dog collar chain?
You could do anything you wanted to. They just wanted to let you know that wasn't real money. This was tax. They had ones that were like brass that were five tokens.
So that would be a halfpenny.
It would be a
half.
No, but weren't those also called halfpennies?
Half what?
It was a half of a penny, but they were also abbreviated as halfpenny.
No, I never knew that. No.
I think it's hey penny, and I think that's British.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've forgotten all the British.
Oh, they had crowns and loons and something.
Anyhow, we.
All right. So now, Dad, but you're getting off.
Tell me about Tolkien.
No, what you need to know is that night elves are a race. They're slightly taller than humans.
Oh, I see, and it's sort of like Lord of the.
Yes, Lord of the Rings, but they're slightly taller than humans. But their home area where they live in the world is on Kalimdor in a little village called Darkshore.
But you can't get there now because
they can get. That's where they are. They want to get to Minithil Harbor over on the other continent. But they used to have a boat that went between the two that you could take. But then they changed it, and now the boat no longer goes there.
Well, now that's a problem, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
So what's the question?
How can a young night elf get from Darkshore to Minithil Harbor?
Without the boat.
Without the boat, exactly.
Well, what century are we in?
We're in the current century. We're just in a different world.
Oh, we can travel. We've got things invented other than boats.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's magic and stuff.
We have rockets and we have airplanes.
That's right.
And we have submarines.
No, there's no submarines, but we do have rocket and airplanes.
How come we don't have submarines?
No one's invented one yet.
I believe we're getting them in Cataclysm.
Ah, well, when Cataclysm drops, we'll have submarines.
Oh, well, what? Well, you ought to be Catholic to be in submarines?
Yes.
you know, I don't quite understand that. But anyway, you can't go by boat.
No, you can no longer go by boat because the boat doesn't go there anymore.
Well, if you... Oh. How come? How come the boat don't
go? You know, it's a good question. They changed the boat, now goes to Stormwind.
The what?
To Stormwind, which is the human city.
The what? The human what?
The human city. That's where the humans live, is in Stormwind.
Man. I'll tell you what.
What?
I think the only solution to this thing.
Yes.
How many people are going to be traveling?
Just one.
Oh, well, that's simple.
Okay.
You can go by magic carpet.
My magic carpet. There you go. All right.
Yep. There you go.
I mean, you know, a carpet will hold one person easy.
Right.
That's a good point.
Gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's a no-brainer, man.
All right. So no-brainer. So there you go, Q's. The answer to your question is take up tailoring and learn how to make a magic carpet. And then take
go that way.
Well, you can buy one. You know, go down to the magic carpet shop.
You can't. Well, the problem there
what
is.
What about the elf? You can, you know, get him with his connection with Santa. He can probably, you know, borrow his sleigh.
Get a sleigh and some reindeer.
Yeah, or, you know.
Okay.
But he might hook him up with a, you know, magic carpet.
Okay. Thank you, Dad. I think.
Is that it? Is that all
I want? Yeah, that's thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's my pleasure, man.
We appreciate your time.
You're okay. Well, I'll nap off then.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
And we completely forgot to ask him about the rhyme.
Oh.
Yeah, we really should start writing things down.
I can't. I mean, we went in with that.
I know. But, you know, the phone rang. It's my dad.
Right. Oh, I know.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, you know, it's my dad. You don't want to, you know, he'll punish me. He'll send me to my room.
He might ground you.
He might ground me.
Never mind that you're, well, very young, but an adult.
That's right. I'm very young.
But an adult, nevertheless.
In elf ears.
In elf ears. That's right. We're both really extremely young.
Extremely young in elf years, or in Vulcan years, for that matter.
Yes.
Really, it's all a matter of perspective. You know what I'm saying? For a mayfly, we're ancient, but for a Vulcan, quite young.
Yes.